Doyle Show.
Here to give a quick rundown of the top five most popular Halloween costumes this year. Please welcome the star of the upcoming movie, Top Five, Chris Rock.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. Here are this year's top five Halloween costumes.
All right.
All right, Roots, you ready? All right, number five. Slutty cat.
There you go. That's
number four. Slutty nurse. Number three. Slutty pumpkin spice latte. Number two.
Lost his mind.
Slutty Uber driver.
Yeah.
And the number one Halloween costume this year. Slutty slut.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Last night on Tonight's Show with Jimmy Fallon, Chris Rock made an appearance talking about the top five costumes to promote his movie Top Five. And there seemed to be a theme there. But as we were discussing before we went to the break, and I was horrifying Brad with some of the research I was doing for the program today, that as I was looking at some of the more outlandish, I guess we could call them, costumes that women have chosen this year, we found slutty corn, slutty pizza, slutty grape, slutty jellyfish, slutty Joe Biden, slutty Where's Waldo, slutty Marie Antoinette, slutty French fries, slutty cheeseburger. There seems to be a theme here. Is this problematic? Joining us on the program, Anita Finley, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor, author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book that spent 4 months in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Happy Halloween.
And you too.
Thank you. And as for happy Slutoween, here's what I think about all this complaint about the slutty costumes. I think it's really funny that we live in a society where we're constantly hypersexualizing women and rewarding women for showing that side of themselves. And in fact, if they don't, then we talk about how ugly they are and why don't they just, you know, curl up and die in a corner and go get old someplace else. And then we complain when they walk around dressed like this.
We're not making
double standards.
We're not complaining on the show. You're three for three. That it's not that we're encouraging it, but it's not that we mind it either. And you talk about rewarding the culture. There's slutty Halloween costume contest in Las Vegas, where I live, as you know, where you can. I know one place, $5,000 is the number one prize, and I'm hearing that there's a place right now that's offering $20,000 for you to come in your finest slutty couture.
Well, you know, do men get to participate?
For $20,000, I'm thinking, you know, I might have to swing by Victoria's Secret or maybe Pink or something like that to see what I can put together. I'm going to go as
Why don't you see what you can rustle up? Fantastic.
For $20,000? Come on. For 20, I would. I would. I have no shame. Oh, look, I'm on the radio, Anita. What the hell?
Well, yeah, but listen, you know, I want to see men get up in their slutty costumes. I mean, certainly, you know, here's something. I hadn't heard this about the slutty corn and slutty pumpkin patch.
And slutty pizza.
But what I think is funny about it, I really do think that there's a, it sounds to me, just coming at this all the way from the outside, is that, you know, that women are sort of rebelling in this way. It's just, you know, we're constantly called all these derogatory names, you know, and criticized for having a sexuality. So either you're a prude or you're a slut. You know, it's very crazy making. Women sort of get caught in the middle of this, because if you don't behave in a certain way that is comporting with the good girl, it's like the Madonna whore complex, and it really shocks me that in the year 2014, we don't seem to have made a whole heck of a lot of progress. So when we talk about, you know, the slutty pumpkin latte or whatever it is,
right?
It really strikes me as maybe it's a way of rebelling. It's just, you want to see slutty, here, I'm going to take this to the nth degree, I'm going to jump the shark, we're going to cross the Rubicon with it, until you guys finally just, you know, forget it. Leave us alone. Let us just be who we are and dress how we want to dress and stop making such a big fuss over it. There's another perspective. How about that?
Right. No, I get that. I mean, there is a certain puritanical governor that has, and I'm not talking governor in the political sense, but is like on a car engine. There's been this puritanical governor that's been put on a lot of people in this country that I think has kind of, I don't know, kept the pressure cooker on, so to speak, about sexuality. And I know that you've traveled the world, as have I, and in a lot of other countries, and I'm not saying that they're better than we are, but it's not that big a deal over there as much as it is that we make it a big deal here.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be almost that, you know, need to watch the car wreck kind of an attitude. There's sort of a prurient, voyeuristic attitude, and, you know, it's almost like, oh, look what she did. Isn't that horrible? But they can't take their eyes away.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like talking about somebody's plastic surgery, but they can't take their eyes away. You know, Renee Zellweger, for example, 27 million hits. If you go to Google, it's just people are obsessed with this, even if they think they want to complain about it. But, you know, the kind of hypersexualization we have in this society, is it any wonder that we're there? I mean, this, you know, the thing that disturbs me is that you have younger and younger girls who are falling into this because that's the example that they see set for them in the media. So on one level, it's rewarded, and then on the other level, you're cursed for it. So you don't know what to do.
Right, but we know that you being an actress and my being an actor of past, sex sells. And a lot of the studios will just say, you know, we need to spice this up a little bit. We need to do, you know, X, Y, or Z. You know, we need to bring in, you know, whatever element that attracts a certain audience. And, you know, the old saying, no bucks, no Buck Rogers. Here's probably, I guess, maybe a callous example of how sex sells in the business. You know, Linda Carter, she played Wonder Woman. And she was getting all puffy on the set, and, you know, it was her show and blah, 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 blah. And she's a really nice gal. I've met her, and she's beautiful. I don't know how old she is today, but at any age, she's still gorgeous. But she's probably got to be, what, in her 60s or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
I would imagine. Sure.
Still a knockout. But you know how they, when they're doing a close-up, they take the tape from the barrel of the camera and they run it to the corner of your eye. Well, the DP, the director of photography on the set, he didn't run the tape to the corner of her eye. You can imagine where he ran the tape to the corner of. And she said to him, my eyes are up here. And he said, nobody's looking at your eyes. And there.
Well. I've made that same comment to a lawyer in an office years ago when I worked at some office work many years ago. It's just I said my breasts don't type. I said another word, but I can't.
Right, because we're on the radio.
I was 22 at the time because this guy was twice my age. He almost fell out of his chair because he couldn't believe that I looked him in the eye and said that. It's just, they don't type. And I snapped my fingers and I brought them up to my eye level. So he reminded where to look.
Right. Isn't that the right way to handle it, though? I mean, because a lot of people just go, I can't believe what just happened, you know, and I'm going to lawyer up and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. But you put him in his place and you reoriented the meeting, recognizing what the reality was, but then making a course correction as you went.
Yeah, but, you know, that's great, Jerry, but sometimes that doesn't work. It depends on, I just did it because, you know, I just wasn't going to take it, and I didn't know any better. And frankly, at that point, I could get a job anywhere in the city, be happy to have me. So I didn't worry about it. But in many cases, women, you know, the work culture is different today, and people are in a situation where someone in power, it's typically a guy who's much more powerful than you, is doing it. And, you know, not everybody is as outspoken, you know, so it becomes a very difficult situation. So it's not as easy. It's not just a matter of be silent and take it or lawyer up, as you say. You know, unfortunately, yeah. I think there's a lot of gray area in people knowing how to handle it. But, you know, go ahead.
I think the industry that you're in and I was in, I think that there's a lot of sexual innuendo. I think there's a lot of sexual banter that takes place. I mean, I guess I could claim that I was sexually harassed on Babylon 5. There was a scene. There was a very attractive woman that I was doing the scene with, and we were having like a little kind of a sparring, but there was a little bit of sexual tension, and there was a good banter going on. And then I spun, said something, and walked away. And this wasn't in the script. But as I'm walking away, she's eyeing me up and down, and she goes, nice butt, and boom. And then she boom, they took that on a close-up and kept it in. So, you know, I mean, if I said that to her as a guy and they left that in, people would say that was sexual harassment. I took it as a compliment.
Well, but that's because you're not on the receiving end of all of this all the time. But look at what happens with the street harassment, you know, that we've talked about before. There was a woman who just recorded a video and had a guy with a backpack that she was following on the street that she'd literally gotten 100 catcalls in 10 hours. And I bring it up because there was actually a big blog, and many people had issues about this. You know, she made a film of this just to show what kind of stuff she endures just walking down the street in a t-shirt and jeans. And, you know, she's a pretty young girl, but between the Mira Mami and some guy who's literally walking next to her for 4 minutes, looking her up and down and talking at her, why don't you talk to me? What am I ugly? What, you know, and trying to engage her. It's just that it's very interesting that this is another part of the Madonna whore kind of, you know, this is a kind of crazy making, because you say to the girl, hello, why don't you say hello? Why don't you smile? How many guys said to her, smile, 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 that they want her to look pleasing to them and at them. But isn't it interesting, because we still have the kind of slut-shaming and victim-blaming in terms of assault, that were she to have engaged one of them, and if they took it to the next step and groped her or assaulted her, then they could go to a cop, well, she smiled at me. She encouraged me. She must want this. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. But the other thing I want to do, say in response to what you said about Babylon 5, I will tell you that in 25 years I've been living in Hollywood, I receive far less sexual harassment on the set than I had in the business world.
Really? That's interesting.
No contest.
Well, the girl you're talking about, the woman, Shoshana Roberts, this is a story in the Washington Post. Woman harassed 108 times as she walked around New York. And I obviously, you know, the guy says hello and then creeps her, you know, for 4 or 5 minutes. Another guy says, hey, what's up, girl? And she doesn't respond. But then he feels like somehow he's been slighted. So he has to reprimand her for not responding to him. And then, you know, some guy goes, damn, you know, hey, babe. You know, God bless you, mommy. You know, things like that. You know, so I guess the question is, how do you compliment a woman that you don't know without it coming across like you're a creeper? Like if I see, because you're an attractive, together, intelligent, confident, you have this air about you. You have this persona that you give off, and if I didn't know you from anybody and I just saw you walking down the street, I'd just be like, you know, boom, hey, you know, how do I tell you got it all going on without you thinking I want to get it on?
Jerry, don't think that I haven't received either. You know what I mean? It's just I've been on the receiving end of both. There is a very big and a very clear difference between a man who is figuratively doffing his hat to a lady, you know what I mean? Or as opposed to someone, hey, hey, nice, blah, 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 you know. And like I said, I've been on the receiving end of both. And if a man just walks down the street and is passing me and catches my eye and looks me in the eye and just smiles at me in a nice, non-threatening way, there's a very big difference to that. And I mean, I saw that today, as a matter of fact. I didn't look the other way. I wasn't threatened by him. I knew he didn't mean me any harm, and I went on. There's a very big difference. I think that, you know, that's logical. But when somebody is looking me up and down or staring at my breasts or my behind or whatever and leering and making some sort of a comment about my body, don't you think that that's a pretty obvious difference? I mean, you certainly would never walk up to somebody and say that and think that you're going to get a positive response from them.
Yeah, but if it's slutty slut night on Halloween in Las Vegas and on any Friday, Saturday, Sunday or night in Las Vegas, it can be eye candy. But tonight, do guys get a hall pass tonight if somebody's dressing up like slutty pizza?
No, I don't think anybody gets a hall pass. You know what? You and I have had a similar conversation. We're talking about Comic-Con. Here's the rule of thumb, Jerry. Always ask permission. Why don't you look somebody in the face? Not look at their breasts. Look them in the face. If you want to approach someone and say, hi, how are you? But if you're not getting anything in response, stop there. It's just very clear the person is on their way somewhere. Maybe they're going to meet their boyfriend. They're going to meet their girlfriend. Maybe, God forbid, their mother just died. See, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that you don't know.
Accosting you and then blaming somebody for not responding to you.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in that person's life at the moment. You know, have a heart and realize that maybe it's not all about you. Maybe they've got their own life going on that has nothing to do with what you want from them.
Let me just share this with you real quick because we got to get out, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us on this Halloween. But I think the best compliment my girl ever got from a guy was a guy who's probably got to be 20 years younger. I'm 58, so he had to be like maybe mid to late 30s. Good-looking guy, in shape. You know, I have no problem saying he's a good-looking guy because I'm very confident in my sexuality. But and this is a good-looking guy, and he came walking up, and he got between the two of us. We were sitting at the bar at SLS here in Las Vegas. He looked at her in the face, looked back at me, looked at her, then looked back at me. He put his forearm around my bald head. He kissed me on the top of the head, and he went, "You win," and he walked away. I thought that was a great compliment of her, but giving it to me without offending me or her.
Well, that's the most fascinating and obtuse compliment I've ever heard in my life. I don't even get that. That's okay.
I was like, thank you. You know, I guess I'd never been kissed on the top of my head by a man, but
look at it this way, Jerry, you got sexually accosted and didn't even bother. You got a free kiss on the head from a good-looking guy. That must have made your day.
That means I'm even more secure in my heterosexuality than I thought I was. Anita Finley, thanks for joining us on the program. Have a great Halloween. Have a great weekend. Keep writing the good stuff you do for us at epictimes.com and check out her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, 4 months, number one position, Amazon's Women in Politics list. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you, Jerry. Always my pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.
Same here. You too. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.